RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Does Adam talk on ring ceremony day, Silver?
Other than the best fans in the NBA, or you know, the passionate fans of
like
Oklahoma City.
Well, this would be
so like the state. Of, I so, don't know. He does a state of the NBA at the All-Star game.
Yeah,
and
finals. Yeah, for right before the finals start. I wasn't thinking pregame show.
Sit down with Stephen A. Smith. Well, what we need.
This is more. Get the brooms out. We're sweeping this thing under the rug, baby. Because this is the first show of your new partner. You think Maria Taylor is going to be like, hey,
what
you think? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Good call. Yeah, it's a good call.
We'll sweep this thing under the rug.
It's a good call.
That would be.
These are things, by the way. Like, partner or not, when you, I don't think good journalists do gotcha moments. Like, there'll be a pre-interview.
Right.
With Maria and Adam Silver, and I'm sure the NBA's lawyers present, where it's like, I have to ask you some form of this question.
Yep.
And I have to ask you some form of this question. And they could say, that's fine. You can follow up. But you can't follow up with specifics related to this or because we just can't answer those. And if it's a question that has to be answered on camera, there's sometimes you have to I have to ask you some form of this question.
Yeah.
They'll say, that's OK. I need you to understand I'm not answering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cannot answer you.
Yeah. And you
so like
ask the question.
That stuff happens. Like, that stuff absolutely happens. But. That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
You launched with a new media partner. Shout out to Logan, who said they're going to hit us with that McNair Mark Jones interview. That's a good point. We don't have like text of the day, but if we had one, Logan, that would be the one right there. They're going to hit us with that Monty McNair Mark Jones interview, where Monty McNair brings up Mike Brown 5 minutes into the interview.
Yeah. So I. Man, well, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, even that, once that's done, once if he does address it with Maria Taylor, that'll be done. I don't think this is something that will.
As long as nothing else happens, comes out, yeah.
I don't think it'll, like you said, as long as it's not anything else to the story, I don't think it hangs over the league all year.
Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here, 916-909-1320. Our brother Cole here. What's up, boy?
What's good, D-Lo? What's good, KC?
What up, Cole?
Chilling. I got a question for y'all, and I'm hoping that Pablo Torre has bodyguards. But what do y'all think about Pablo being one of these best investigators, breaking these stories that could affect, like, all the NBA owners or NFL owners or NFL GMs or anything like that? Like, I like Pablo, but I fear for him because I'm kind of feeling like, you know, he's out here telling the truth, you know, doing these investigations, and at some point in time, somebody's going to come and get him. So how y'all feel about that? I'll take it off there. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you,
yes,
Cole.
Sir.
I think you're bugging, and here's why. I know that's a fun thing to say, like, oh, man, Pablo better watch his back. Let's point out some uncomfortable truths. One, this isn't the mob. These are sports owners. Here's the other thing, Co. A lot of these guys are nerds. Mm. Look at Bomber. Mm-hmm. Bomber, I think, I genuinely think Bomber's great. He's a nerd. Mm-hmm. Vivek is, he's kind of an awkward nerd. I mean, Dolan's not. He's gross and grimy, but, like, whatever. Like, a lot of these guys are just, Joe Tsai, he's a computer guy. Mm-hmm. They're not ordering mob hits. Like, just because you have money doesn't mean you're going to order a mob hit to make a problem go away.
100% agree. And in this particular case, if this is what's being investigated and this is what's happening, worst case scenario, everything is good. People are found guilty of all the, this ain't bringing down the league. This is not anything to put a hit out on anybody for.
No.
Like you lose $10 million to somebody that's worth $150 billion. You lose some draft picks. You void
Pablo
the contract.
Torre.
And that's the most that could happen.
Pablo Torre finds out there's a half dozen crooked officials in the NBA, and he outs them all. Yeah, then I'd start worrying about Pablo.
That's the same thing.
That I would worry about the league, and I'd worry about Pablo's safety.
Facts.
Hey, Pablo, watch out. Stan Kroenke's coming. Like, no, man. You're good.
Yeah, no, I don't think Pablo got
but hurt. Shout out to Cole. That's how great of a job Pablo is doing.
He is.
Like, he's doing that great with this podcast. And people are like, hey, man, can we make sure Pablo's safe?
Man, I watched that clip today of this situation. I was like, Pablo is damn. And he talked about, like, the people that he went to, the documents that he read.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, like, 300-page documents. Reached out to 40 people. Mm-hmm. I was like, my gosh, mm-hmm. like, this dude isn't playing.
And Coffee Boy did a good job not ruining it.
Yeah. Coffee Boy, when he plays his role, I've never had an issue with him, with what he does professionally. It's whatever. It's just when he can't take a joke, that it's like, all right, bro, settle down.
Let's operate under the assumption of guilt again. Mm. Do you think he's the only one?
No. No, man. I think not only is he not the only one right now, I think this is something that's been going on in the league. Like, to me, it makes perfect sense in a salary cap league to better your chances by finding a way to get somebody that you want some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if Ballmer's not the only one and being rich guy connected or whatever, he's like, yeah, I'll just blow the whole lid on this whole thing and we'll just snitch on everyone here and show how much of an issue this is in the NBA.
Well,
that's what I was saying earlier.
So that's part of the conversation with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, if we're working, so we're going to cop to this. What else do we know? And at this point, they have to look into, all right, and I'm sorry to keep doing this, just find every connection around Jalen, the New York Knicks. Find everyone who gave up any sort of money and figure out. Find out how teams kept signing players, you know, while they're approaching aprons or caps or whatever. And like, let's start there. And then hey, Bomber, what do you know about what Dolan and Equinox did with Jalen Brunson or whatever?
Do you think the NBA had any idea this stuff goes on or may have been going on?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's like,
how does that affect?
Again, I don't think they learned of anything today.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, just kind of like, or not more so like, oh, like the Clippers are doing something bad, but just more so, hey, this is kind of what goes on in our league, but we don't really say anything about it.
Well,
I don't know that that's true.
Okay.
I don't think they knew like specifics, but they're like, all right, this is probably how it goes down. To me, this is a little bit more of a serious topic. Like the paying players outside the cap is a little more serious than what I'm about to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like tampering. Like, they know what happens. They know deals are made.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
But they publicly, they have to be like, no. We
don't do it in a way that allow. And so that right. that's
okay, yeah, there's
that's
issue.
It.
Yeah,
that's a great example. Don't do it in a way that makes us look stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
like Magic did when he said he was waiting outside LeBron James's house at 12:01. Magic, you're in California. Free agency started at 9.
What's the one he got in trouble for? Paul George, right? When he said something on Kimmel, like Paul George.
But he, he was, yeah. Come on, Magic.
Oh, man. Yeah, that to Jesse's original point, I think if you can, if there's a way to do it, you just make this go away if you're Adam Silver, because you don't want to go down, especially if a lot of people are doing it, you don't want that to be looked at as that's what's going on in your league. It's running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
You just, if you can, you just make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell these guys, you need to be more careful.
Mm-hmm.
This was a little sloppy.
Just shoot Pablo Torre like $15 million, give an NBC spot, boom. You bought Pablo Torre, you're good.
Hey, Pablo, here's $15 million yeah. to stop reporting.
No, please.
And then look, today on Pablo Investigates, I found nothing. The NBA is clear, and it is a perfect league. Your thoughts, Amin?
And kudos to the NFL for their terrific job of hiring a new Players Association director.
Catch me at Thursday Night Football, by the way.
Right.
Catch me live on NBC for both games. I want to talk football so bad. I've got...
Let's get it. We've gotten a lot of...
Yeah, I got a fire 4-in and 4-out hot take that I really want to get off.
Let's get this popping. Let's get Steelo
and KC, every year, 4 teams that make the playoffs don't make it the next year. Who will those 4 teams be? Who will replace them? We've got that next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, we'll talk more about the situation with Kawhi Leonard, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the NBA. As the day rolls along here, James isn't going to be with us. His back is bothering him, so he's going to go get that adjusted. He's got a big day Saturday. He's getting that Kenny Caraway treatment. He's throwing out the first pitch of the game, so he's got to
final.
Got to make sure he's on point. So there's a couple of things that I really want to do here before the NFL season gets going. You guys are the supreme producers of this. I'm really excited for 4-in and 4-out.
Mm-hmm.
But do we need to do power rankings first? Or are they set? Does it not matter?
I don't know. It's up to you guys. Power rankings is like week to week, so I guess whoever...
Well, everyone has preseason power rankings.
No, do your power rankings first.
Power rankings first. Okay, yeah, hold on. I don't. Do we got? Hey, let's go!
Hey,
welcome back, baby.
This is apropos today. There's a lot of Jamie St. Patrick stuff going on.
Yeah, there definitely are.
What
definitely
was it?
Is.
Queen's Children's Padre.
Queen's Children. Yeah. Hell, truth. Like it was all a front. I can't lie. This is not creative at all. I feel like I'm just playing the hits here in week one. Headed into the first game tomorrow, I give the Eagles their respect. I think I've given the Eagles a lot of respect, and not the sense that the defending champions, they deserve the number one spot on the power rankings, but I think they're going to be really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a an acknowledgement of what they did back in February. It's a acknowledgement of what I expect them to do as the season gets along. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on any of these. I got the Eagles. I got the Chiefs. All I did was really kind of haggle over the order a little bit. I got the Eagles at one, and we'll go Kyle Madsen here, tier one by themselves. I got the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens. If you intertwine them in any different way, I'd be fine with it. But I went with the Chiefs at number two because I love Andy Reid, Bills, Ravens. I love Lamar Jackson. I'm trying to find like an angle that puts them over the top. And one that I believe you're going to hate is I put the Packers at five. Probably too much. I really love the Micah trade. I like Jordan Love a little bit more than you do, though everything you've said about him, I'm not refuting it. Mm-hmm. Performances, none of that. Hype, none of it. But I like Jordan Love. I like the idea of the next evolution of Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And I really like Michael Parsons, even if they have to stick a 12-inch needle in his back tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Or not tomorrow, but Sunday to get him to play. I love the long-term effect of that trade, and I think they're going to feel the positive vibes from it this year. So I'm starting with the Packers at five.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Just because I don't agree doesn't mean I have a problem with it. Don't have a problem with it at all. Let's go back to the top. I'm with you. I got the Eagles there. Eagles at number one. At number two, I think this team is going to get over the hump this year. That's the Baltimore Ravens. I got the Ravens at two. I got the Bills at three. I got the Chiefs at four. I think both the Ravens and the Bills are better than the Chiefs today.
Okay.
And the last one, I haggled with a little bit. I went back and forth between two teams, one of them not the Green Bay Packers. And I really went back and forth between the Vikings and the Lions. And I settled on the Vikings because I like O'Connell and Flores better than the not even the actual coaches, but just the fact that a system change happened in Detroit.
You love J.J. McCarthy?
I think you'll be fine with him as a rookie. If O'Connell is the offensive genius that a lot of people were saying he was last year, he'll be fine with J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
It'll be fine. And that defense, I think the scheme that Flores comes with fits good with that personnel. And I'm going with the Vikings to start off at five.
I am really, really on the fence with the Minnesota Vikings.
Understandable.
I wanted to take them out of the playoffs. I decided not to. But I was really close. So every year since 1990, at least four teams that made the playoffs the year before don't make them the next year. And it's been as many as seven. It's obviously, you know, there's more playoff teams now. It just continues to evolve and change year after year after year. In 1990, I believe, is when the wild card format went into play. And obviously now there's like the super wild card, but still every year at minimum, four new teams make the playoffs. This was difficult because you look at these teams and you go, well, they're all pretty good. And you have to project, you have to guess. And occasionally you have to get a little hot takey. I don't think I have anything too crazy here. I have the Steelers out. I'm a hater. I do not like that man. And I'm going to go so far as to say, because I don't like the way he handled this offseason, your boy is going under 500 for the first time in his career.
Oh, wow, I haven't even said that.
Man, that's also disrespectful.
DK Metcalf, a little overrated as a number one wide receiver.
DK Metcalf is a physical specimen, and that's about it.
Yeah, he's not even like a perennial 1,000-yard receiver every year. Mm-mm. He's like off and on every other year.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it either. I'm the Steelers.
DK, and I don't know if he's going to get it this time. I like to see him with like a real offense with a real top flight quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to get that this year. So we may never see it his entire career.
2019, it was 900 yards his rookie year. 2020, 1,300. 2021, 967. 2022, 1,048. 2023, 1,114. And then last year, 992. He's just always teetering.
Norm is absolutely right. I'm going to run a season of prize picks at Aaron Rodgers at the less. That's a great, great call right there. So I've got the Steelers out. I don't want to say I don't love them. I actually really like this football team. But I'm a little on edge with the hype surrounding the Commanders.
Understandable.
It feels like it hinges so heavily on Jaden. And, I mean, you know, C.J. Stroud's second year, it wasn't bad. It wasn't this big, like, step up from year one. It was just like, oh, okay, he's figuring some things out. That was a 10-7 team, I think, last year that Houston was. This was a, were they 13-4, 12-5, the Commanders were?
12-5.
It's like, all right. They got a lot of good things going for them, including that division. And I thought about it even more. Or do they? Someone has to fall back, and I think it might be the Commanders. I think they'll be fighting for a playoff spot, but I'm going to take them out. And in a tradition that I just refuse to give up on, I'm taking the Chargers out of the playoffs. I don't care how much you people try to convince me the Chargers are great. I'm just going to die on this hill year after year.
Made it the last 2 years.
I or don't care.
Just 1 year?
One year.
Don't care. Get them out of here.
Chargers curse is real.
Got the Chargers out. That's only three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed one more. This was brutal. And I kept thinking about all offseason. What have we talked about? What have we talked about? I went through the AFC, went through the NFC, and I just kept staring at the same team over and over and over again.
You might have the same one right here.
I'm taking out the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, no, never mind.
I'm taking out the Los Angeles Rams. Because one of their worst attributes is their pass protection. Their quarterback is a broken back spinal. They have great pass catchers. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua,
Devontae Adams.
Devontae's there.
Yep.
Okay. Question for the room. Are we all in on Jimmy Garoppolo?
Never all in on Jimmy Garoppolo anymore.
Are we at all in on Jimmy Garoppolo? Talented football team. As close as humanly possible to mimic the San Francisco 49ers all the way down to the coach. If my or perhaps our assessment on Matt Stafford is accurate and he winds up missing games this year, can Jimmy Garoppolo do it? I decided the answer is no. And in a desperate search, and this is the hot takey moment. Well, the hot takey moment is on the way. I had to take them out. So the four teams that I have missing the playoffs that made the playoffs last year are the Steelers, the Chargers, the Rams, and I think of the four, the one that hurt me the most was the Commanders. I do think the Commanders are competing all year for a playoff spot. They're not a 4-13. They're not like, oh, they just went bad.
Yeah.
They're competing. But I had to take someone out, and I went with them. I couldn't do Detroit. And I wonder if that's what Jesse's about to do. But I couldn't do Detroit.
Jesse, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I got Steelers, Chargers, and then the NFC. I went Vikings.
Oh, my boy. Hold on, man. He got the Chargers in there. Let's go, baby.
I went Vikings in the NFC. So that was my third team. I love the Vikings. I'm not going to say J.J. McCarthy.
It's the quarterback.
The playoffs yet.
Got you.
I was kind of wrestling with this one. Who cares? I'm just saying, I guess. Hey, I'm going to go Detroit.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't love it. I could have went with the Bucks, but I figured for the sake of content, I'm going to go with Detroit. They went to the NFC Championship 1 year. Last year, they got waxed by the Commanders. I wonder, because I feel like I've been kind of fighting for them this offseason, but I wonder if the coordinator thing matters, and I wonder maybe not everyone gets back to health on that defense, and that's still an issue. I'm not saying they're going to go like 9-8 or anything like that, but maybe you miss out on a 10-7 or something like that.
You know, when you talk about the Lions last year, you guys, and in a very fair way, like I understand it, they did have a lot of injuries on the defense. But I feel like they've been getting a little bit of a pass for the ass whooping they took in the playoffs because of those injuries. And the reason why I say it's a pass is they went 15-2. Aiden Hutchinson got hurt in week 6. There was something on the defense for them to win another. They lost a game in week 2. They lost a game in week 15. So Aiden Hutchinson goes down. You lose one of the next 10 games or whatever it is. You were good enough. You just got your ass beat. It wasn't solely because your defense was injured. You got your ass beat. Jared Goff threw, I think, 2 or 3 interceptions in that game. That was a beatdown. And what I did see is two of the times during that stretch, they played teams that could punish them for not having everybody healthy on the defensive end. They got blasted. That was the Bills, and that was Washington. You're going to have health back, but I think the defense was a little suspect even the year before. Remember, that starting defense was there when they gave up, 24 unanswered to the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. They've had a great pass rush, but the secondary has been their Achilles heel on that defense. And I don't know if it's just fixed because everybody's healthy, because the healthy people were giving up numbers too.
I got Green Bay winning that division right now, too.
Come on.
What? Am I going to have to fight you all year again this season?
And here's Kenny's.
The 4 outs that I have.
I've got three here.
I've got three here. But I'm gonna give you 4.
No. It's not that. It's one of them that bothers me.
Hey,
Zabo, it's trash. It's all right. Go ahead.
I got you. The Steelers. I think that's unanimous here on D-Lo and KC.
Steelers are all hoping for it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike. Steelers are out of here.
I guess we all got Mike Tomlin getting fired.
He's not gonna get fired.
Then the second team, I got the Bucks in this one.
Boo!
I got the Bucks, and the reason why I have the Bucks is I think that's a one bid division, the NFC South. Only the champion gets in. I think Atlanta's going to be able to get it done.
Bucks 2 straight years is the division champion.
Okay. Bucks are out.
Disrespectful to my boy, but all right.
Number 3. It's not on here, but Damien, I was thinking the same things. I think the Rams are out. I think the Rams are out. And that was actually, that's something kind of like how Jesse went back and forth and wrestled with the Lions. I'm kind of doing that with the Rams because I do like their defense. I do like their defense. Young defense. That man versus the truth. But I don't know if Stafford can stay upright all year long.
Yeah.
And
the only thing I'm worried about.
They got a first place schedule. It includes, games against the Eagles, against Baltimore, going to Baltimore, things of that nature.
Put those two things together, a first place schedule and games without Matt Stafford. Mm-hmm. Do not like it.
Yeah, like what if Stafford, not out for the season, but what if the stretch where they've got to play the Niners at home, Baltimore at Baltimore, and Jacksonville at home. Or actually, that might be in London or something. They got to do that with Jimmy. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
So I've got them out. The last team that I have out, this is controversial, and I'm when you talk about a one-man wolf pack.
Yeah, you are.
I'm the only man in America.
You're a hater.
That's true. Don't turn your back on the wolf.
It's the Green Bay Packers. I got the Green Bay Packers out.
Just say you think Jordan Love sucks.
He's Conan in a flannel with the red shirt underneath. That's Kenny right now.
I don't think he sucks, but I don't think he's as good as everybody else does, especially in these big time games. Mm-hmm. And the Packers schedule, it's not an easy one.
Yeah.
It's not an easy one. They've got some big time games. And here's the other thing that I looked at. In the conference, in the last 2 years, Jordan Love is 5-7 in the conference. That includes not last year, but the year before, going 4-2 when the Vikings weren't no good, when the Bears ended up having the number one pick. Last year, he went 1-5 in the division. So I can't crown you as some type of Super Bowl contender or even somebody that's going to win your division when for the last 2 years, you haven't been able to beat Detroit. And last year, you damn near couldn't beat anybody in that division. And you added Micah Parsons, which is cool. But some of the things that I've heard is there's still concern in the run game, stopping the run game, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there. I'm not there with Jordan Love and the Packers yet. Good team, but a tough division.
Boo.
But here's the thing, though. Whether it's the Packers or the Lions or the Commanders, history says a team that was really good last year is going to miss the playoffs this year. And it's just a matter of who and why. And like the Rams, like prior to that stuff with Stafford, I was like, you and Kyle really sold me towards the tail end of last year. Oh, the Rams are. I started thinking, could the Rams do it last year? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, they've retooled this team really nicely. You are absolutely running out of real estate with Matt Stafford. But if you got another year or two with him, like to be maybe 2 years to be a really high level quarterback, then this back stuff starts and it's like, I don't feel good about this at all. Mm-hmm. The injury, the type of injury, and the age, it's hard for me to get over.
Yeah.
There are a lot of questions around Detroit. There's a lot of questions around all of these teams. But you go to Green Bay, you asked privately that I don't even know that we talked about publicly, is did the Cowboys sell the Packers a lemon?
Mm.
Now I don't know that Micah Parsons in the long term is gonna be a lemon, but we're talking about a team who I said, I think a lot of people said it, but talking amongst this group, I was like, I think this elevates them to a team that can compete with Philadelphia to represent the NFC. I didn't feel that way before Micah. So if Micah's in bad shape, then yeah, like I don't feel the same way about the Packers. Mm-hmm. Questions. The Commanders, this is a team building off of a, you know, we talk about four in and four out. One of the teams that made the playoffs last year that didn't make it the year before was the Washington Commanders. And so it's like, okay, we're operating on this one season. We're operating on the offensive rookie of the year. Man, the future looks bright in the nation's capital, at least as it pertains to football. And it's like, all right, I'm sorry to do this, guys. One more time.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it won't take, and it won't take, and it won't take 17 games. Yeah. It won't take an 18-week season. I think we'll know in week 4 or 5, like, oh, okay, now this team is built. They're built to go.
I agree.
And then to your point about Detroit, everyone was injured, all this stuff. Yeah, you've had issues before that. Mm-hmm. Is everything we projected them to be healthy reality? Mm-hmm. Or was it a figment of our imagination?
Right. I'll go back.
A good team will miss.
I'll go back on that Packers pick as well. We've been spending a month plus about the 49ers wide receivers. What's that Packers wide receiver room looking like? And are they dominant in other areas to make up for that? Mm. We're talking about a Jaden Reed. We're talking about a Tucker Kraft, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. Where's their number one? They don't have one. So we use those arguments.
Well, what is part two of that argument?
Jordan Love and what he does.
You're paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the weight that he has to carry now. Mm-hmm. It's the Brock Purdy, these different guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to make one, dog.
Mm-hmm. And to be perfectly clear, we talk about it, we joke about it, whatever. I think Jordan Love is a good quarterback. I don't think he's top of the top. I don't think he's going to elevate Dobbs and Watson and all these other guys to being a division winner or a championship contender. I don't think he's that good.
You know where I think he'll get aided a lot, and this isn't meant to be a knock on him, it's a credit to the Packers, is their pass protection is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a team that has a solid offensive line that works to keep him upright, and that will give him time. If he can develop that chemistry with those maybe not number one wide receivers, to make a number one wide receiver.
Yeah. Norm in the chat says Green Bay is a Super Bowl contender, but they'll miss the playoffs. Look, that's all subjective. You know, somebody may think they're a Super Bowl contender. Somebody else might not. I'll just ask you this, Norm. Give me the three big games that Jordan Love has won in his career. Put them in the chat. Like, yo, this, he showed up and showed out in these games. I'll give you one, and that's the Cowboys. That Cowboys game, who nobody took seriously in the postseason. That's one. Give me two more. You don't have them.
You know what's funny about the Micah Parsons addition is one of their biggest, I want to say weak points, but concerns coming into this postseason was their cornerbacks, was their secondary. Now, maybe you're hoping Micah gets to the quarterback quick enough and it doesn't matter.
Right.
But it's like, I get it. You have the ability to get a Micah Parsons. You do it. And they do it. Like, I read, and I don't know. Maybe it's been so long I didn't remember that they were in on Khalil Mack when he was a Raider and he wound up going to Chicago. And part of the reason they were so aggressive with Micah is because they remembered what it was like losing out on Khalil Mack. Compounded by the fact of where he went.
Yeah.
So we have given you the teams that we think will miss the playoffs this year, but who will replace them? This is going to get fun. We'll have four new teams in the playoffs when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, I mentioned Burger Lounge a few minutes ago. Shout out to our people at Burger Patch, man. I was really sad to see them shut down operations after 8 strong years. That was a great place to go grab some plant-based food. Still the best plant-based ice cream I've ever had. Shout out to them, man. Vegan spots are tough. Plant-based spots are tough. That was one that I thought was just going to make it. But shout out to Phil Horn and the rest of that crew there. They did a magnificent job. That was always an incredible staff, but I was really definitely disappointed to see that they had to shut down.
Yeah, man, that's always tough. You know, I saw something over the weekend that also somebody shutting down, and it kind of like it made me feel some type of way. Did you know Beck's Furniture is closing down?
I didn't. No.
And I don't know this for sure, but it feels like Bex has been around forever. Like, if I looked at other
I can't confirm forever, but it sure as hell feels like it.
Yeah, and the fact that it signifies, like, the times that we're in, that it feels like a place like Bex can't make it nowadays.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's kind of sad.
I don't feel like a lot of people like to go in and buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do. I like to see. It's just become like, most of the clothes I buy are online. But if you told me they're at Macy's or Nordstrom, I'd go because I want to see it, hold right. it, feel it, like, look at it. The amount of nothing is worse than something arriving going, send that back. Mm-hmm. Or it's even worse when it's not clothes. It's like when the couch you ordered arrived. That is not gosh. What I yeah. thought it was.
No, we can't say.
Put that bitch back in the truck and get it out of here.
Or it's 500 Easter eggs.
All right, man.
What?
It was an. I thought it said 50. I thought it said 50, but I know what this says. It says 0.5. It's called a max discount.
Yeah.
Over at Prize Picks, and they got a gang of them. 0.5 pass yards for Dak Prescott. That's Kenny tried to take the less on this one.
I did.
But it wasn't allowed.
At the end of the day, I took more. I did take it.
It was not allowed, but the football lineups are up. You could do the season lineups. I'm going to get in on the action to steal a line from one of our other sponsors, and I'm rocking with Dak Prescott on this one. All said, I like your idea of a 49ers-Raiders lineup mm-hmm. all throughout the year. I also want to do a season lineup.
Oh.
You talked about that. I was this could be fun.
I got
this
one.
This could be fun.
I got one in the tuck right now with the big four plus one. I'm not saying he's the number five quarterback, mm-hmm. but I got the big four on the season projections.
A couple
I think
of
this
numbers.
One will hit too.
A couple of numbers right here. 4,025 yards per Patrick Mahomes. Take the more or less on the season right there. 11.5 rushing touchdowns for Saquon Barkley, more or less on that joint. Mike Evans, this is always a fun one. 975.5 yards, more or less, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers legend. So set game lineups, set season lineups, and start by downloading the Prize Picks app.
Yes, indeed. Look, you must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details.
What's the promo code?
Promo code's KIFM, excuse me. KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. This wasn't a game, so sorry, Securing
the
Bagley.
Why not? I thought Securing the Bagley won. Wow.
Now you did the read.
Yeah. Sorry, Securing
the
Bagley.
You gave your lineup, I mean.
No.
But.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Like magic.
Just, man, what a week. Like just magic. All of the rules changing.
Magic in the summer league.
Wow. Sorry, Securing. Sorry, man. It's not your day. I was going to say, somewhere Zabo's laughing, and sure enough, it's right there. It's right there. Zabo is furious. He is not happy. Not happy.
Securing is, he's going for the lead. He was going for the lead. Sorry, you're going to have to try again tomorrow, buddy.
But so
he's going for that gusto.
Every year, four teams that made the playoffs the previous year do not make them the next season. And we just gave you our four teams. Jesse, who'd you have out?
Vikings, Lions, Steelers, and Chargers.
Vikings are a team I'm really, really on the fence about. And part of it is the, I guess, de facto rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. KC, who are the four teams you had out?
Steelers, Bucks, Packers, and Rams.
I had the Steelers, Commanders, Chargers, and Rams. Steelers, Commanders, Chargers, and Rams. Steelers out, Bengals in. Bengals made a run at the end of the last season. I don't think there could be a football team hyped more than the Cincinnati Bengals, and rightfully so. It's a good football team. I have been reluctant to jump on that train, mm-hmm. but I'm not full steam ahead to the Super Bowl, but I like the Bengals this year. Mm-hmm. I got the Commanders out. I don't feel great about that. I do think they're going to compete all the way till the end of the season again. Don't feel great. I got the San Francisco 49ers in. Mm-hmm. That's not homerism. That's a schedule, and a quarterback I believe in. Mm-hmm. I got the 49ers in. Chargers out because I'm a hater, and I just refuse to give up on – I'm going to take the Chargers out.
You heard that, Jim. You heard that. Do what you do.
I think I'm putting the Jaguars in.
It's not crazy. I've heard that a couple of times.
I don't love it. Like, their coach is just, he's getting a lot of love. I really want to believe in Trevor Lawrence. I really want to see the Clemson quarterback. I really want to see the chosen one. I really want to see that. I'm going to go Jaguars are in. I thought about Houston for a few minutes as a team that's out and just swapping the, but I couldn't do it. I like CJ too much. Okay. So the Rams are out, which means I need another NFC team. I didn't know what to do.
I swear if you say the Giants.
Go to hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going the New York Giants. Here's why I'm going the New York Giants.
That's Russell Wilson's out for the season after 2 weeks.
Well, I'm sorry to Danger Russ and Sierra, but is that the worst thing that could happen?
For the Giants, no. For him, maybe.
Right. For the Giants, it's not. This team's all vibes.
There's a reason why he's the backup and it's not Jameis.
This team is all vibes. Jackson Dart's going to be quarterbacking this team at some point, mm-hmm. and it might not be because catastrophe is struck. Mm-hmm. It could be because, like, hey, man, let's get this kid in there. Mm-hmm. Don't like their coach. That's not changing. But y'all spend so much time talking about defense and the Vikings defense and this defense and the Broncos. Everybody loves the Broncos because of their defense. You said it repeatedly this offseason. Might be the best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. The Giants defense is far from the best defense in the league, but they have the potential to be really, really good. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning on the Giants defense. I'm leaning on the Giants' offensive line to protect one of their two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And I know this is the hottest take thing I could do. You can clip it and laugh at me later. The Giants are the team I think makes the turnaround, even though the Jaguars kind of are too. I think the Giants are the team that makes a turnaround and grabs that last playoff spot.
Okay.
Who's in?
It's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see what plays
are.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
No.
You're a one-man.
No, Jesse?
No,
You're absolutely.
Chatty House. Come on, man. Who's in?
You are absolutely Disco Inferno on the one-man wolf pack here.
Dame's pig.
Oh, he was part of the wolf pack.
Dame's pig is hopeful on Russell Wilson being ruled out for the season after the first 2 weeks.
I don't want nothing to happen to Russ. I just want Jackson Dart.
See, after week two, Russell Wilson could be indicted on betting charges in the NFL.
Russell Wilson took an extra $28 million from the
there
Giants.
There it is. You know they'd be best off is Brian Daboll. Hey, Brian Daboll is getting paid by someone. Get him out of here.
I want to be clear because
Kyle says this is like when D'Lo was a Raiders fan last year.
Well, he was a Browns guy before that.
Oh.
Mario Ellie, the kiss of death.
I'm pretty sure it was a Panthers phase at one point.
There you go. Wait, is that true?
I think you were a Sam Darnold guy at one point. Oh. Or Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was there, I think.
That's right. It was. That's true.
Oh, my gosh. You're a Giants fan. This season's cooked.
Man.
Oh, man. Now, look, I want to say this because.
Apologies to Dexter Lawrence and the crew there. Sorry about that.
I want to say this because there becomes a lot of revisionist history with my boys when things be happening. So when the Niners are 9-2 on the season and people say, oh, it's only because they had an easy schedule. Mind you just added two playoff teams to their schedule. Not that you snap revisionist history. I'm just saying in general.
You put the Giants
and the Jags in the playoffs. They're on the schedule.
You don't get to do that, though, because I just asked you if you wanted in on my Giants take, and you very casually and somewhat emphatically said no.
We did laugh at him a little bit.
Everybody said the Giants were going to be in the playoffs. You heard it here first. Everyone said it.
Me and Zabo. And Norm.
And Zabo did it out of spite because I took the Bucks.
I think Zabo did it out of pity. In fact, anyone who's riding in this car with me did it out of pity.
So, yes, when the Niners are 9-2 and cooking, I don't want to hear easy schedule. Damien just added two playoff teams.
You know what's even funnier than my Giants take is Michael saying Giants over the Cowboys is hilarious. Now, Michael, that's funny.
Cowboys might be last in the division.
Bruh, say it again. What are you
talking about?
Say it again. Man.
Look, and they might have been last in the division if they had Micah. Nobody feel differently about the Cowboys because they don't have Micah. We already thought they weren't going to be no good. So there's that. Jesse, you want to
I really can't believe I said the Giants out loud.
Yeah, I'll go. All right. I got the Bengals in taking the Steelers spot. 49ers. I'm going to go Falcons for right now. For that other team in the NFC. Okay. I got the Bears there, question mark. I really want it to be the Bears, but I don't know. I like that Falcons offense. And then I'm going to go Jags for that final spot in the
Jags
AFC.
Jags getting a lot of buzz.
But they're going to be – I didn't even love taking the Chargers out, to be honest. It's just I needed a fourth team. So I think it'll be the Jags.
Spite! Just do it out of spite.
The Jags. Fine. I think it's the Jags, Chargers, and
– the Dolphins.
Battling out the NFC.
Okay. All right. I like that. I've got the Bengals taking the Steelers spot.
Okay, yeah.
I've got the Falcons taking the Bucks spot. I've got the 49ers taking the Rams spot. And the Packers were a wild card. So who do I have in that wild card for the NFC? Before I go there real quick, I heard something. This is crazy. It's true, and it's crazy. I got to cite my sources. This was Bill Simmons who came up with this.
Oh, geez,
but this is crazy.
We almost made it the whole day. We made it 3 hours without a Bill Simmons reference.
This is crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 22 seasons, the San Francisco 49ers have either missed the playoffs completely or made the NFC Championship game. That's insane.
Yeah.
22, no in between, no wild card, no division round, no nothing. You either make it and go to the NFC Championship game or you miss it completely.
That's
for 2 decades.
That's ridiculous. That is pretty ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Goodness gracious.
Damn.
So what's happening this year?
Making the NFC Championship game.
I guess so. 49ers and Packers. We know who win that one.
Packers wild card spot.
Mm-hmm. And you have them out.
I have them out. Buying into the hype, man. I'm giving it to the Seahawks.
That was another team I thought about.
Yeah.
Seahawks been getting a lot of buzz in this offseason. I think that defense is going to be really good. I don't know about the offense. I don't think Sam Darnold's a bum, though. You know, I think he's about Geno Smith.
He's absolutely not a bum.
I think he's about Geno Smith, and Geno Smith went 10-7 last year and made the playoffs, I think, the year before. So I got them going 10-7. Or excuse me, I got them coming off the 10-7 season, making the playoffs as a wild card. So, yeah, I got them in, Packers out. That didn't feel good.
I'm going to change one of my picks. I'm going to go Bears over Falcons.
No, it's it's not locked.
It's not wax. There's no wax.
Wow. And what'd you say?
I'm going to go Bears over Falcons, I think.
Okay.
Bears got to show.
If the Bears don't do I'm out on them forever.
So what made you – you said the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And you at least thought about the Falcons. I'm like Drake. What did I miss?
Penix is going to be cool. Bijan Robinson.
Is he?
Drake London.
Penix played better with him last season. So I think people are expecting them to just kind of carry it this year and be a little bit better. Bijan Robinson's supposed to be next. And then Drake London.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.